Remember those Olympic cyclists who wore breathing masks when they got off the plane in Beijing? They want an official with the U.S. Olympic Committee fired. According to the athletes, the official unfairly berated and threatened them for wearing the masks. NPR's Tom Goldman explains.
The four bike racers, Sarah Hammer, Jenny Reed, Bobby Lee, and Mike Friedman, landed in China 3 days before the opening ceremony, a time when thousands of journalists were hungry for anything newsworthy. When the four athletes disembarked at Capital International Airport wearing breathing masks in part to combat Beijing's air pollution, they became news. Early the next morning, they were summoned by U.S. Olympic Committee executive Steve Rausch.
We call it a meeting. It wasn't really a meeting because all it was pretty much one-sided.
On a conference call yesterday, Sarah Hammer said Rausch verbally blasted the four Olympians.
You guys are a disgrace. We're embarrassing. And you have 2.5 hours to make this apology.
Or face possible expulsion from the Olympics. Normally, an athlete ombudsman is present at meetings like the one between Rausch and the athletes to help facilitate. But on this occasion, the USOC didn't alert the ombudsman beforehand. The four cyclists said they didn't get to see the final version of the apology before it was sent to the media on their behalf. It read, in part, "We deeply regret the nature of our choices. Our decision was not intended to insult those who've put forth a tremendous amount of effort to improve the air quality in Beijing." It said the USOC was on edge in China, not wanting to insult the very sensitive host country and hurt Chicago's bid for the 2016 Summer Games. But the four cyclists insist the USOC should have known the masks were merely a safety measure that the committee itself endorsed. Sarah Hammer.
I wouldn't even have known about the mask if they wouldn't have given it to me.
In fact, when members of the cycling team went to China 8 months ago for an Olympic test event, they took along a USOC sports physiologist. Track cycling coach Andy Sparks says the physiologist recommended the following.
Basically, as soon as you step foot in Beijing, wear the mask. That'll exponentially increase your odds of, one, not getting sick, the airport being one of the most germ-polluted environments in the world, and on a second level, to protect yourself from pollution as much as possible. I mean, those were his recommendations.
Which the athletes followed at the test event, where there was no fallout, and then again last month at the Olympics. After the incident with Rausch, the athletes decided to try to put it out of their minds and focus on their competitions. But Mike Friedman says it was hard.
I, for one, received numerous, hundreds actually, of hate messages to me personally. And, you know, it's not something I should have had to deal with, especially at the Olympic Games.
None of the athletes won medals. Hammer, a world champion and one of the favorites in her event in Beijing, finished fifth. This week, U.S. Olympic Committee CEO Jim Scheer sent a letter to the athletes, accepting their explanation that they didn't intend to embarrass the Chinese or the USOC. Scheer also apologized for not making certain an athlete's ombudsman was present during the meeting with Steve Rausch. There was no direct mention of Rausch's alleged behavior. The letter ends with this. Best wishes for continued success in your training and competition, and please know that the USOC stands ready to assist and support you. Tom Goldman, NPR News.